from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, April 9th. Coming up, a conversation with Christian McBride. The Grammy-winning jazz bassist is the host of NPR's Jazz Night in America, which debuted on WILL-FM last weekend. But first, these headlines. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported more than 3,700 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 34 additional deaths. The 7-day case positivity rate is 4.2%. That's up from 3.5% at this time last week. State officials also report more than 154,000 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine administered on Wednesday. That's the highest number of daily doses recorded to date. An Illinois House committee is gathering input from different parts of the state as they prepare to redraw legislative and congressional districts. On Thursday, the redistricting committee heard from the Champaign-Urbana area, one of the few parts of Illinois seeing population growth. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Gloria Yen with the University YMCA's New American Welcome Center asked for consideration for Champaign County's newest immigrants.
And we knew that we had an uphill battle in Champaign County, where 51% of our foreign-born population entered the U.S. after the 2010 census.
Yen says the changes in the county's immigration population justify waiting until detailed census data is released, even if it's a few months late. Tim Butler, the redistricting committee's Republican spokesperson, supported Yen's request, but a delay would run into the Illinois Constitution's June 30th redistricting deadline. State Representative Carol Ammons, an Urbana Democrat, told the committee they have a legal obligation to meet that deadline. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign-Urbana public health officials are reporting 46 new cases of COVID-19 from yesterday. The 7-day rolling average test positivity rate is now 2.3%, excluding University of Illinois data. The number of active cases in the county rose to 368. County officials also report more than 1,500 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine were administered on Wednesday. More than 52,000 people have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19 in Champaign County. That accounts for about 30% of the vaccine-eligible population and about 25% of the entire county population. Still to come, my conversation with the host of NPR's Jazz Night in America. We'll talk with Christian McBride about the show, his work with the late Chick Corea, and more. That's next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Weekend listeners to WILL-FM may have noticed the exciting sounds of jazz returning to our airwaves last weekend with the debut of NPR's Jazz Night in America. Grammy Award-winning bassist, composer, and bandleader Christian McBride is the host of Jazz Night. I spoke with him earlier this week and started by asking him how he would describe the show to someone who's not heard it before.
Well, I always like to call Jazz Night in America the 60 minutes of jazz, you know, because when you watch 60 minutes, you really get in-depth stories. You actually go deep into the real root of the presentation, the who, the what, the where, and most importantly, the why, you know. And so I really think we give the most thorough stories and entertaining and interesting stories in jazz.
You know, you keep such a busy writing and performing schedule, Christian, that I'm curious how you found the time to get into broadcasting.
It was purely by accident. I never had any plans on getting into broadcasting. I was actually called in to be a sub for John Schaefer, who hosted a show called Soundcheck for many years on WNYC. And I don't know how they got around. I think maybe because I subbed for Marion McPartland on Piano Jazz a number of times, they may have heard it or just heard something that I'd done. And so they had me sit in as the substitute host for a sound check for 3 days on WNYC. And that was different than anything I'd ever been involved in before or since, because that was, at that time, it was live. And so here I am hosting a show on New York Public Radio in the middle of the afternoon, live. I have never been so scared in my whole life. That really kind of set the tone for like, oh, okay, he actually can do this. He did it live, you know? And then my man, Josh Jackson, who used to be at WBGO, he's now at WRTI in Philly. He said, hey, man, you want to host this show I'm putting together? I was like, yeah, sure. And that was Jazz Night in America. 7 years now. Time is flying.
Yeah, before our conversation today, I went back and listened to a few of your albums that were that are in my library.
No, I'm starting sorry with to
your,
hear that.
No, it was great. starting with your first album as a leader, Getting to It. You know, it's been just a few years since that recording. I'm curious what you might remember about that particular session.
Oh, man, I remember everything about that session. First of all, it was my first album as a leader. Or a CD, as we would say, in 1994. Yeah, I mean, I had been in the studio with a bunch of people at that point, but here I was recording my own music under my own name. And having my friends on that recording made it a little easier. You know, having Roy Hargrove and Joshua Redman and Lewis Nash and Cyrus Chestnut. Steve Turay was also on it, but I looked up to Steve. I still look up to Steve as like a mentor, you know. I had admired him on records for many years with Woody Shaw and other people, but everybody else in that band, they were, you know, those were my boys, you know, so they made it easier for me to go into the studio and record my own music. And then, of course, it was I was quite fortunate to have Mr. Ray Brown and Mr. Mill Hinton play one bass duet with me on that. So everything about those sessions were just pretty memorable.
And in recent years, you also worked a lot with the late Chick Corea, who just passed away, you know, in February. You know, the album you worked on with him recently, Trilogy 2, just won Best Jazz Instrumental Album at the Grammy Awards. You know, how would you describe what it was like to work with Chick?
He was an icon already by the time I met him. I first met Chick in the early 90s. And, you know, it's like, you wanted to bow to him, you know, you're a hero. And he was the most regular icon you could ever imagine. Very approachable, very sweet, very kind, a real everyday kind of person. At least I found him to be that way, particularly when we were on the road. It was very difficult to not think of him as just one of the guys in the band, you know. At least that's certainly how it was when I worked with him. A lot of times when I worked with Chick, Roy Haynes was playing drums. It was very sweet to work with either one of them individually, but to play with them together, man, I was the happiest person on the planet, you know. And to see the way Chick really respected and was so deeply humbled by Roy Haynes, that gave a window into who Chick Corea was, because it was Chick's band, right? But Chick was always like, Roy, what do you think? Are you okay with this? Do you think we need to change anything? You know, and I thought that was very kind, because I know a lot of band leaders who aren't that kind. And it doesn't matter if there's a legend like Roy Haynes playing in the band.
You know, also in recent years, you've released three albums as the leader of the Christian McBride Big Band. The most recent of those just came out last year for Jimmy, Wes, and Oliver. I'm curious what appeals to you about big bands, about leading one, about writing for one.
My foray into big band writing and being a big band leader is similar to my career development as a broadcaster, as a radio host. I think I had maybe a little more intent with big bands than broadcasting. But I was always interested in learning how to write for big band, to learn how to orchestrate. So I started secretly working on these big band charts or whatever you want to call them. And Wynton Marsalis one day, he says, hey, I want you to write something for the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra. Don't I get a warm-up band first? You know, let me write for a band a little less heralded, you know what I mean? Just so I could work out the kinks. And he's like, nope, going to write it for us. And so that was in December of 1995. And I just wrote one piece for the orchestra. And Wynton really liked it. He says, you know, make sure you keep practicing this. You know, you got something, you know. Next thing I knew, I had enough material for a record. And so I said, well, I might as well record them. Let me see what happens. And then, voila, all of a sudden, I'm the leader of a big band.
Yeah, and all you did was win a Grammy Award for that one, too. So, hey, not too shabby for your first one, huh?
Not too shabby.
Christian McBride is the host of NPR's Jazz Night in America, which you can now hear on WILL FM 90.9 every Saturday night at 10 and Sunday night at 9. You can find much more of our conversation at illinoisnewsroom.org, including his thoughts on how the COVID-19 pandemic has hit the jazz community. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see skies turn mostly sunny today, breezy with a high of 74 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band and Christian McBride. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.